Good afternoon, Audio Boo. Dean Reed here for the second time today. You don't get any for weeks, then you get two in a day. Anyway, I'll make this one quick because all I'm doing here is really creating a diary entry and bringing Audio Boo up to speed. Some may remember a while back I had an accident in the car involving a pothole and a bent alloy wheel. So for those that hadn't heard, around about 2 months ago, I think it was now, I was in Burton-on-Trent and I managed to find a massive pothole and drop my wheel down it and the tyre burst. Long story short, I eventually found out that the alloy wheel was bent and I put a claim in against Staffordshire Council for the damages. Today I went to collect my new alloy wheel from Citroën, and that's a story for another day, although I will tell you briefly. And I've got a tyre on it now and it's on the car. Staffordshire Council haven't yet stumped up the cash, simply because when I put the claim in, they said it could be anything up to 9 weeks to get an answer. And at the minute, I rang the claims line, and it's in the hands of a company called B4 Legal, I think, in Cardiff. And they said that they're still waiting for the road engineer's assessment of the of the pothole. And it's been 2 months. Oh, well, never mind. So I've got a wheel on now. I was waiting for the cash to come through from the council, but I thought to myself, as the weather isn't that great, I may as well pay for it out of my own pocket and just keep the receipts, because I was advised to do that by the council. Back to what I was saying about Citroën. Oh my gosh, I think I should send Citroën in Chesterfield an email and tell them to check out the Business Jazz podcast. Hand them over to Roger Overall and Jane Boyd and Paul O'Mahony when he comes back, because they really do need lessons in customer service and just how to become attractive in business. I'll tell you something, if I'd got the chance of going somewhere else, obviously because it's a manufacturer's part, it's a Citroën alloy, I needed to go to the main dealer or else I would have gone somewhere else. And they were terrible. I ordered this wheel last week and they said to me, right, someone will ring you when this wheel arrives and it'll be Friday, and they'll ring you either way to let you know whether it's arrived. No phone calls on Friday at all. I was on nights anyway, so it didn't really matter. I couldn't really be bothered to get up out of bed and go and fetch this wheel. But then today I rang up and they kept me on hold for ages. And in the end, a guy said, can I get someone to ring you back? And they never rung back. When I got there, I voiced my opinions and said that I wasn't happy with the customer service and they just didn't care. They said, oh, we're busy. I says, well, you may be busy, but your staff made promises to me that they would ring me. And when I initially went there last week, they kept me waiting for 45 minutes and they just didn't care. I says, well, I shall be writing a letter. That's what my grandma would do. She would write a letter. Anyway, so that's the quick update. I've now got a wheel and tyre back. I've put my spare wheel back in the boot and I'm still waiting for Staffordshire Council to give me an answer as to whether they're going to pay for the damage or not. Oh well, that was a diary entry, so I kept it relatively short. Right, I'll speak to you all again soon. Bye for now. Just to come back on that one quickly, the price of the wheel and the tyre in total is £250. So it doesn't cost the earth, but it's still £250 that I could have done without spending. Okay, bye again.